your Pastor Richard? Reverend Richard?
No, it's not Pastor. No, it's Elder.
The Elder, Elder Adamson, you know me.
Well, he can really get me in a whole lot of trouble.
Me and my good friend Richard for many, many years. And one thing that people don't realize is that this is a very avid fighter and somebody who actually got into the ring with our host, Rob Garris. Tell us about the fight, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I fought Rob Garris.
That's good job. Tell us about your history in boxing.
Oh, okay. Well, I trained in boxing for about maybe 23 years. I fought as an amateur. I went to the Golden Gloves in Madison Square Garden, I believe in 2017. I fought for a title. But I was also an exhibition fighter in a small part.
When you think about your history in the boxing game, and I know because we talked about this before, the lineage, the appreciation you have for the boxing game, where do you think the boxing game is today? But when we talk about your history in the game, where do you think the boxing game is going from before till now?
It looks hopeful. It hasn't looked hopeful in a while. It's in a transitional period. But there's a lot of good fighters out there. I'm not one of the guys that disrespects the new generation. I think the new generation has great fighters. I don't think that there will ever be a generation like the historical generation of fighters. That's just what it is. They were tougher, they fought more for less money, and they got us where we are today. So, but I do respect the new fighters that are on the scene today. I think Bud Terrence Crawford is the best out there right now.
Best in the world.
Yeah.
Even better than Canelo.
Yeah, definitely. But I love Canelo.
Yeah.
People don't give him his props, but he's good.
Yeah, he's number 2 pound for pound in my book.
Yeah, you know what? He learned from his fight with Mayweather. He took some of Mayweather's style and made it his own, and he's winning these fights. I gotta give him.
And he fought Mayweather when he was very young, 24, I believe.
Yeah, but he was still a champion.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, a lot of people don't give Mayweather credit for that fight, but Canelo has been fighting. A lot of Mexican fighters start fighting as teenagers.
This is true.
So Canelo was experienced.
So we look to the future. We see people like Errol Spence Jr. coming down to fight, world champion. Canelo, as you said, Bud Crawford. Your history in boxing, like I said, is very rich. So tell us about this fight. I know that, like I said, you had a fight with our host. It sounds real bad. Had a fight with our host. had a boxing match with our host.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and tell us about the what brought you guys together.
Well, Rob was always somebody that we looked up to in New Rochelle. He was one of the historical figures. There's a lot of historical figures around in New Rochelle.
Yes, sir.
Grand Poobah, Richard Roundtree, Grand Nubian. A lot of people. Matt Dillon was born in New Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the celeb figures in New Rochelle was Rob Garris because of his boxing history and his history with just being involved in community. So, when, as a matter of fact, he just walked in.
There it is, yes.
When I got a chance to fight Rob, I was highly motivated and highly nervous at the same time. That was one of the biggest fights of my boxing career. Because coming from the younger generation,
right,
I was the first one to fight a historical figure like Rob. So it was a major thing at that moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? It goes down to history, not only in local history, but in boxing history, period. But like I said, at the end of the day, you guys had an opportunity to set the world on fire, do what you had to do, and apply your craft. So that's a wonderful thing, man. So
yeah, be an example for the children, not to pick up guns, but to... You know, use your God-given strength. Me or Rob never use steroids or nothing like that. We always use our natural strength. So whether we won or lost, it was us. Rob beat me in that fight. My eye was cut in the second round. It was so fast. And he was able to stand up to my body punches, which surprised me. I thought 3 or 4 body punches, he was going to be down.
But you know, like, you've always been a big guy, a muscular guy, but it's like, that must have been, like I said, when you guys went head-to-head, it was definitely a war of attrition.
Yeah, it was, it was a war, and it was a learning experience for me, because like I said, I thought 3 or 4 body shots, he'd be down. You know, if you look at the fight, I went to his body first,
right.
But to his credit, he backed up against the ropes, he slipped and moved,
right.
He let me wear myself out a little bit, and then next thing you know, he was hitting me with like 30 or 40 punches, so I didn't know what to do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being on the Hubba Wrestling Podcast. A lot of people don't realize that me and you go back many, many years. Ministry, brotherhood,
yes.
All that good stuff. And now we're, you know, collaborating again in the boxing world.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I want to say thank you, brother.
Of course. God bless you, man. Thank you,
I appreciate you, man.